USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no agreement on funding for the popular small business loan program, and according to Senate Minority Leader from New York, Democrat Chuck Schumer, there's some big problems with the Paycheck Protection Program.
Well, there are a lot of problems with the program. Smaller businesses don't seem to be able to get it. You know, if you're a business with 400 people and a good connection with a banker, you're going to get it. If you're a restaurant, you're having real trouble. If you're a minority business, inner city, rural, they're all having trouble.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he did not name any small businesses that were denied loans because they were either small businesses in rural areas or had minority business owners. In financial news, the Dow closed up 704 points to finish at 24,242, and President Trump holding his coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently working to build 28 alternative care facilities across the country. The Corps is working to convert hotels, convention centers, and other facilities into temporary hospitals to handle COVID-19 cases. A Pentagon spokesman says he can't think of a more noble calling than helping build these temporary facilities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the coronavirus in the city where it started.
The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak began, is now raising its death toll by 50%. The city's government said in a social media post hours ago that it added almost 1,300 fatalities to its count, and that brings the total there to more than 4,600. Wuhan officials have said cases were missed earlier because the state's medical staff were overwhelmed as infections were multiplying.
Thank you for that update, Chris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump says some states could start the process of opening back up immediately. The president says, though, those states will have to meet requirements outlined in new guidelines that were released on Thursday. But what should folks expect once things do start to open back up? Dr. Demi Nampiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is canceling all non-essential permitted events for the month of May in New York City. That includes parades, concerts, and rallies.
We love those events, but what do we know about those events? It inherently means large numbers of people crowded together in a pretty small space.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.